This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gujarat this evening on a three-day visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veravel in Gir Somnath district. This parv marks 1,000 years since Mahmud of Ghazni's invasion of Somnath Temple in the year 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Our correspondent reports that the holy town of Prabhaspatan is all set to welcome Prime Minister Modi on this historic occasion. Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that self-reliance is pivotal for the nation to emerge as a global powerhouse. Speaking at a program in Jodhpur today, Mr. Shah highlighted that the use of indigenous products will make the country self-sufficient and self-reliant. He also emphasized the importance of promoting native language.
I request everyone that as much as possible we should insist on using indigenous things. Every trader should decide that if there are things made in my country, then I will trade only those. This indigenous is the other side of self-reliance. And along with indigenous, my request to many young friends and parents sitting in front of me is that speak whatever language you have to speak for progress in the world. Learn whatever language you have to learn. There is no objection to speaking and learning as many languages as you want, but speak with children at home only in Marwadi and Hindi.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandaviya said that dialogue encourages young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability and social development. The minister said dialogue is a process to identify talent and creativity of youth for building a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
For the Viksit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue, more than 50 lakh young people participated in the organized quiz competition. Out of those, 3 lakh young people who made it to the merit list were asked to write essay on 10 tracks of Viksit Bharat, and they were assessed by learned professors. After this assignment, the 30,000 young people who made it to the merit list were invited to the state level.
Speaking on this occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal urged the youth to develop decision-making ability to become a leader of developed India in the future. He underlined that the greatest strength of a leader is making the right decisions. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. The three-day event, which commenced yesterday, will conclude on the 12th of this month. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in the national capital. The nine-day book fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. The theme of the New Delhi World Book Fair this year is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. Iran's near-total internet blackout continued today as the country's supreme leader warned of a harsher crackdown on a growing wave of protests that have swept the nation. In his public address, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for the unrest. In the fourth season of the Cricket Women's Premier League WPL 2026, chasing a target of 208 runs, UP Warriors were 46 for 1 in 6 overs against Gujarat Giants in the opening clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.